Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
This week, we are ending with today's transmission. This week that I spent devoting the conversation around faith and how having faith in ourselves, having faith in humanity, and having faith in the world can help us find deeper level of soul alignments and can also help us communicate with our beautiful spirit guide. There is a lot still that I would like to share with you on this subject. And as I was simply tuning in and reflecting this morning on what angle would be the most beneficial for you all listening now on YouTube or on my podcast live or on the replay, I thank you for being there. I thank you for, you know, surrounding me with your love and your support, for, you know, commenting, for sharing this with others if you think that would be beneficial with them, and on liking it. It really means a lot for me to receive that energetic exchange, as you know, I share with you every day for the next 2 months. So as I was really tuning into the field, I wanted to touch a little bit on the connection with what's going on in the world and our need to increase our level of faith and how this can really literally help us heal on a personal level, but also can help us heal the deep trauma that are literally plaguing humanity right now, that have been plaguing humanity for over 30,000 years, for eons. And humanity is so addicted to suffering that humanity has forgotten that it is possible to evolve without coding in contrast. When we start coding in contrast, we are asking to experience something of lower frequency, of lower vibration, to come into the field. So basically we will experience pain and we'll be able to realize that we don't want that pain and that therefore we want to move away from pain. And when we move away from pain, then we start feeling better and brighter and happier, and hopefully we cultivate that until again we need to call pain to be able to perceive a different angle of what is possible for us to experience when we evolve. That is not needed, and we might not know how to do differently. And I'm going to share with you here that it is completely possible. We are here to evolve from experiencing our heart desires with such level of purity and clarity that we simply use all our resources, our emotions, our mind, our physical resources, our connection with others, the resources that we find with the earth as well. We use all of that to allow our heart desires to blossom, heart desires that come from our soul, so they are in harmony with ourselves and the external environment. And so these creations, they come to promote life, to sustain life rather than to destroy it. So when humanity understands that each and every individual can learn to dive within the intimacy of their own heart to be able to find what it is that their soul desires, what it is that desire here in this holographic, you know, reality as a human, as pathways of evolution. Therefore, it allows this person and each every person on the planet to not, we don't need to call pain and suffering any longer. We don't need to wait for that to happen, to evolve, because simply we feel a heart desire. It's like, I'm just going to use all my resources to make it happen because I'm a powerful manifestor, a powerful creator, creatress of realities. And therefore, when more and more people understand that we can evolve without experiencing suffering, without calling suffering. And it's often, of course, it's unconscious, you know, all of it is unconscious. But therefore, we reclaim higher level of consciousness, which is evolution. And when we reclaim higher level of consciousness, we can realize, well, you know, how am I actually calling pain in my life to continue evolving? And then we start perceiving that we're doing it, you know, so unconsciously. It's like, okay, so how can I shift around that? What am I desire? What am I here to experience? So when more and more people in humanity choose love as the guiding force, choose the heart desire as the guiding force for evolution, therefore it creates this ripple effect because I'm not interested in experiencing suffering. Therefore, I'm stepping away from it consciously. And I'm stepping away from all narratives that create suffering. I'm stepping away from people that say that we are controlled by dark forces and the matrix and evil and so on. It's not that I don't say it's not true. To a certain extent, that it's not happening. I mean, you know, like all of this shit that are happening, I know they're happening, but me feeding that, me talking about that, meaning being really unhappy about that is actually lowering my frequency. That's nothing to do with being the creatress of my own reality. So every time I call back my mind, my emotion, everything into my own vortex, I have this huge energy that I can dedicate to creating something different. So now when we observe the world that is chaotic and things that are getting more and more out of control, because actually what's happening is that the veils are being lifted for many people. And so therefore they start realizing that, yeah, actually governments, they cannot be trusted because they actually don't care about people. That's very obvious. And it means that for some people, this awakening happened from different angle and it is very painful. So it increases this level of pain. It is literally, you know, if you have a basement full of horrible things and things are rotting there and even ghosts and battery, and you keep the door closed from the basement, it's kind of things are there, but the family lives happily. You know, the family lives happily in the house. It's just that there's this underlying rotting, you know, substance, you know, underground there that everybody is trying to ignore. And to a certain extent, you know, children might never even know that exists. But then one day the house is starting to shake. The house shake, the house starting to crumble down, there's mold growing on the walls, and it cannot be ignored any longer. So what's happening is that we open the door to this dark basement and all of these rotten animals and gross stuff, like really putrefaction, come in the house. And the kids and everyone in the house is shocked. It's like, oh my God, like this is horrible. We live in such a slum, you know, like how could we never know that? And how can we have let that go for so long? And like, I don't even want to see it. I wish I had never seen it, but we have no choice because the house is now being shaken up, all of us. And so that's what's happening, is that now it's like all of these, this darkness, this control system, this density, these ghosts, these demons, all of these demonic matrix and so on, that was pretty much there all the time, but it was kind of like hidden in a basement for so many, you know, ignored completely. Now the door is open and everything is coming up to the surface. So it is nothing new, but it is a lot that no one knew about or very few knew about. And a lot of us will never know the extent of it because we're never going to be able to prove it and see it with our eyes. So it's just going to be like, I think it might be real. But anyway, everything of this density is now coming up. And so what it means is that for a while, we might feel like we are swimming in sludge. We are swimming in chaos. Because literally that's what's happening. You know, it started 2 years ago. Well, it started a long time ago, but 2 years ago with, you know, the situation that we know about, it started being like very much obvious. And now it's just going to keep on going like that. Okay, so it's going to keep like purging and purging and purging. So we're not going to see love and light and people dancing in flowers and everybody having abundance and all of these things we might think about. When it comes to embodying the new earth, we might not see that as being very present in many, you know, civilizations around the planet, in many different cultures and communities for a while, because first it is like the purging. It's literally sewage coming out. So first it is the dirt. So how can we do to navigate this when we are actually literally at times feeling that we are suffocating into this purging of the matrix? And this is already a great way to remind ourselves first that we came here and we knew exactly that was going to happen. So our soul knows already. There is no such thing as time and space in the quantum. So it means that what is going to happen has happened already. And so our soul knows already where we are heading towards. So in a way, it's reassuring. I love to know that. My choice, my free will, is how I behave around it, how I'm going to react to it. Am I going to continue creating a beautiful life for myself and draw deeper level of faith in myself, deeper level of faith in humanity, in the universe? Or am I going to simply be really anxious and stressed and worried and like feed on this narrative and feed that narrative and encourage separation template by judging these people when actually I can just take a step back and say, I'm going to be neutral and I'm not going to feed on any of it, because this energy that we choose not to put anywhere else, we bring this back and we reclaim that for ourselves. So imagine the amount of energy we actually gain when we stop worrying about what's happening with the world. Because us worrying with the world, us worrying with what's going to happen, like actually doesn't change that to start with. And what it does on the opposite is that it creates all of these low thoughts frequency that are literally feeding that matrix. And so it's very easy for the matrix to feed us back that as well. And then we stay in that loop. So more than ever, we don't watch the news, we don't do anything else just to stay in our vortex. We are literally here to learn how to be fully anchored in our own sovereignty. When we are completely anchored in our sovereignty, we actually do not care at all what's happening, because we know that we've got this. We know that we are placed exactly where we need to be at the right time. That is faith. That is unconditional faith in the perfect architecture of the universe. And every single day we can witness miracles proving that it is happening. Like if we choose that as a lens, you know, as a filter of our reality, that the universe always has my back, or like I use like perfect architecture of life, for me it like truly really resonates with me. I just see it everywhere all the time with so many of my actions. I can see like everything, all of this synchronicity, spontaneous like momentum and things like that. It's actually fascinating. So when we can dive deep into activating deeper level of faith, we know that nothing needs to make sense. And that's the beauty in it. When we activate faith, we call in miracles. When we call in miracles, we trust in this magical universe that has a direct path to the embodied frequencies of 5D frequency of the golden age, that we can already live in these frequencies now. We do not need to wait for others to live there. And these frequencies, we can experience them, and we are here to maintain them. And the more we maintain them over a long period of time, the more our direct external reality, which is literally our house, our car, our appearance, is also changing, because we emit this very high level of frequencies that we keep on cultivating. And then when that starts happening around us, there is a greater ripple effect in the collective, in your community. For example, when you receive news and your mind goes like into anxiety mode or panic mode, it can happen with like, oh no, there's this war. And then you can see that you're picking up on the trail, you know, that's how World War started in the past. And like, but who is right? Like, is it really Putin or Ukraine? Like, who's right and who's wrong? Then notice that actually, is that you? Is your divine, magnificent soul actually choosing to chew on that? Or could it be that it's actually a law human template that you've been simply placed into as you were birthed here? Chances are it's more like that, right? Because your divine infinite soul is going to say like, who cares? Like, bless these souls experiencing that. And we, of course, like, we don't need to approve of that. We can say it's horrible, like poor people, what they're experiencing, it's nasty and so on. I do not wish that to exist ever again. But right now, I'm just going to call back all of my energy and say, you know what? I have faith in humanity, because humanity could have disappeared many times already, but we're still here. we're still experiencing it. So it means that we're still learning. If we're still learning, I am still learning. Why did I come here? What is it that I can create today so I'm going to feel happy in my life? I'm going to feel safe in my life. Because remember that when stress and anxiety are being created because we hear of these news about the chaotic world that we live in and global warming and wars and disease and so on, it creates a stress anxiety response which triggers the reptilian brain of survival. And therefore, it's like we basically open the door to hook me, hook me, hook me with whatever template I need to be hooked with to feel safe again, which is going to be control. Control on one way or another. So how can you control your own frequency and your ability to stay fully present in your sovereignty is by tapping into deeper level of faith and by doing your spiritual practice, okay? Pray more, as I have mentioned often. Pray more. Ask for God, Supreme Consciousness, angels, archangels, all that you pray to bring miracles. Say that you're here to witness miracles. You witness miracles for yourself and for humanity. You say, I have faith in humanity. I can perceive it. I can perceive that we're going to get better. It's going to get better. I don't know how, but I trust in my heart. I would like to share with you that a little story about myself. So since I was very young, I had all of these very profound realizations and light bulbs about humanity. And they were not nice. They were really not nice. I could see humans as being slaves. I could see many reptilians. I could see many demons and entities. And I could see that people were not only slaves, but also robots. And I would call them the robots. It's just like really not pleasant. And I was wondering, as I was growing up, I was wondering more and more why they were so in such a state of craziness, in a way that they refused continuously to go into what would help them feel better. But they always choose the other way, to be more controlled, to use more and more bad substances and so on. And when I was little, I would ask all of these deep questions to mom, you know. Mom was amazing, you know, she did her best to help me. But I came up with this, for me, this very logical answer to this, with what I have back then, is that actually earth is hell. What we call hell is that when we have sins, like, because if we are here, we all have bad karma. It means that, you know, all of these crazy people, robots that I see out there that are completely sleeping, that have no clue, it means that I'm one of them as well because I'm here. And so imagine what it did to my psyche and to my happiness and my emotion. I became very sad and very depressed before becoming an angry animal. Like literally, I was really wild with anger and addictions that came to numb the suffering. And I just thought, humanity is fucked. Like literally, there is no way we can recover from this. And that was going on in my mind a lot, in my heart a lot. And so I was just closing. Like basically, it's not gonna, I do not see any possible way for us to get better. It's just like the matrix is too dense. And so I went on to study law and political sciences. And believe it or not, I actually studied international relationship and I specialized into military strategy, a nuclear strategy with Russia and the United States and Korea, North Korea and so on. And so I actually needed to study in depth all of these different things, also about like social migration and so on, to understand the extent of the crazy layering that humans had created and to try to find a solution in that area, you know, to bring peace. And I did not find anything. Only that when people are the most afraid of another power that is also the most afraid of that power, like in the Cold War, they will basically neutralize each other through fear. And so that's what I learned at uni. It's like basically world order is maintained through fear. That's literally that, you know, that's because you're scared that this one who's got nuclear weapon is going to kill all the other ones, you know. And so basically, I really understood that, okay, so everything is controlled by fear. So indeed, I was right. I was fucked. And so now after, you know, like changing so much and learning on so many other places, I went on a deep journey to reactivate a lot of remembrance. And for me, it came as this profound knowing and all of these journeys that I've been on, that I've been on Earth always, all the time. Earth was birthed, I came, Earth will die, I will still be there, you know. And so basically my soul is kind of like always on Earth, always projecting. And for the last, maybe 5 to 10 years, it's a bit hard to know, I have been reinitiated, remembered that I lived in many important key societies of Golden Age civilization, ancient Egypt, Incas, also Avalon, Shambhala, Atlantis, Lemuria. I can see clearly so many things about these civilizations and many more, you know. And what is really very potent here is that now I can speak on what it's like. And now I know it's possible. So I know it's possible for a society to live in harmony, because I lived in many, for many lives. So many people now, and maybe that's you as well, you're going to be reactivated into this remembrance, because many of us, we actually lived in golden civilizations. And maybe you know that already. And it's important for us now to be able to travel in past lives and to reactivate these memories inside of through different journeys, so we can share what it's like, we can feel what it's like. And it's not so much that we know that intellectually, it's more that we know that in our being. I know it's possible. Not only I know it's possible, I know that we are heading towards that. And not only that, but we are heading towards the most potent golden age that has ever been on Earth, that I haven't lived yet, and that I'm here to help create with so many others, you know, planting little pillars of light everywhere. Is that before civilizations would be isolated, it would just be Atlantis there, and then Lemuria there, and ancient Egypt there. But now it's the whole of humanity, all humans, that are going to go through this journey. And we know that it's happening, because like the whole planet now is completely, every civilization, every culture, every community is interwoven, literally or nearly, you know, nearly. Of course, there are communities and countries where it's not the case, and I will not go into that. But now, the more you can tap into your soul, the more you can stay soul aligned, and the more you understand who you are, the more you can go into the depth of yourself to find all of these pieces in you, which is not really pieces, but it's like all of these codes present within your divine genome of remembrance. And you can say, I know, I was there. And in this civilization on planet Earth or in other star system, this is how we live. So now this is why I start sharing more like that. And this is why I have created Pathway 1 Soul Alignment, Pathway 2 Co-Creation, both starting at the end of April. I would love for you to join. And in these two pathways, I will work with people on that. In Pathway 1, we work with Ascended Masters into understanding and unlocking potential within the soul. Pathway 2, we work with star races. Same thing, we open up conscious connection with star races. In Pathway 1, we go deep into working with past lives, ancestors, timeline, and inner child for same purpose, soul alignment. Pathway 2, we go deep into understanding our connection with ancient civilizations, so we can remember who we are and what we can remember what we are here to share. So I'm here to activate others into divine soul alignment for themselves, sovereign soul alignment, so they can remember for their own anger what it's like to live in beautiful civilizations. And then we can embody that, and we can be that every single day, no matter what. So it means that when we live this way, I feel very strongly in my vortex. And then as soon as there is a hook coming from the outside, from the matrix, from whatever is going on there with the control system, this huge purging that's happening, I see it coming. And when it's there, I see it trying to hook on me. And what I do is that I simply check inside me. inside me, what is there that would allow this hook to be? And I process that, because we only get hooked if there is a match to that frequency-wise within the self, because that's quantum resonance, because we are quantum beings. So every time we feel that we are controlled, that there is chaos, that there is lack of freedom, lack of abundance, and so on, check inside you. What's inside you that is resonating with that? Because that creates this hook, and then it means it's maintaining you in 3D templates, okay? When you activate faith in your prayers, open up your heart to miracles and say, I know it's possible. And I know deep within my heart that I'm here to witness it. I'm here to witness the beginning of the transition, because transition between 3D to 4D to 5D reality happens over many, many years, guys. Yes, because some communities will go up very straight. Others, it will take a long time for them, because they are much more deeply anchored into control templates and systems. So really continuously tap into your faith, and faith in yourself, and faith in humanity, and faith in the universe, and keep on looking for proofs of that. It can be a feather on the road as you say a prayer, as you walk down the street. It can be simply a smile from a person that you thought you would have nothing to do with. You know, like here, I talk to people that are really completely ingrained in the control matrix system. They're completely in that, you know? And I can so love them, and we have amazing conversation, and always witness these people. They're trying with the best they can, with what they have, to simplify, feel safe and feel loved. That's all there is to it. And so now I can make them feel safe and I can make them feel loved, because I already have that in me, because I love myself and I feel safe already in this world. So every time I walk my dog on the beach and some people, they share with me how intense things are and how challenging it is with them, I can soothe them, because it's not that I'm trying to convince anything of anyone, but I am that already. I am already safe. I already know that it's okay. I already know. And so therefore, I can be just a drop of heaven. Maybe not heaven, but it's like a little sanctuary as we chat, you know, just 5 minutes, little sanctuary. And this is how we start planting seeds of faith and divinity in others. It's not having like spiritual conversation. So like, you know, I trust, like humans have always risen up. Like, remember, like we've had, yes, many wars and many things like that, but we came back right and stronger, and now we are together. And whatever we feel like we can share with others in this current situation, we only share from higher templates. If we have nothing to share, we stay away. Some days I wake up, or like even during the day things happen, as things are some things are happening that are a bit intense at the moment in my life, is that I feel that I'm not aligned, so I don't engage in conversation. You know, I don't even, you know, talk to people, because I don't want to engage in lower templates. I don't want to put any energy out there. I'm processing, so I need to process. When I finish my process, I know that I can, in any conversation, rise up to be a guiding light. So if you have any questions, you can let me know. It's so nice to see you, Dana and Chuck. Thank you very much for being there. I trust and hope that this share helped you today into finding within yourself deeper levels of trust and faith in yourself, humanity, and the universe, and also to understand a little bit the process that is unfolding right now. And I just want to remind you that your soul's got this, and your soul knows exactly where you're heading. And that as I perceive timelines of Earth myself, I perceive many different ones. You know, there are some timelines where we anchor golden age very, very fast. It takes, you know, a couple of, you know, I would say a couple of decades. And there are others when I don't see it happening in this lifetime. We're just heading towards it. Like, we just continue. Like, it's just more oscillation. But wherever I tune into 100 years or even less than that, is that definitely like there are huge communities that have been functioning for decades already, completely embodying 5D frequency of the golden age, and it's just going to spread like that. And you're not alone. You're surrounded by your team, you're surrounded by your spirit guide, you're surrounded by so many non-physical friends that are here to help. And also in the physical world, you know, there's so many beautiful beings that are there simply to be friends, you know, and that's so happy. It can really warm up the heart and give faith into humanity, a big boost, you know, when you see beautiful actions or random act of kindness, you know, that's so nice. If you want to witness more faith in humanity happening in your life, start doing that by giving random act of kindness to people. And it's little things, you know, like the more you give random act of kindness, the more you receive that as well. And that's awesome. So if you would like to dive deeper into all of this, I would love for you to join. When you join my programs that are going to start at the end of April, you also receive free online courses and many, many things along the way. And it's going to be so much fun, these 5 months journeys. And you can sign up for both, actually. I have received a couple of messages of people who say, like, I don't know what to choose. You can choose both if you think that you have enough time and that your heart desire is there to take both journeys. Yes, it's totally possible. I have a couple of students that are signing up for both. So, yay! Thank you so much for watching and for listening. I send you lots of love. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week again for another week of lives. Bye!